The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Next Tuesday, voters in House District 18, this pretty much covers the area in Greer, will be going to the polls for a special election to fill the South Carolina House seat that became vacant when Representative Tommy Stringer resigned, indicating family and health circumstances that led him to step down. There are four candidates running in the Republican primary next Tuesday. If there's a runoff, that will be on April the 5th. With the general election, the special election to be held on May the 24th. Several other candidates had announced, currently there are four names that'll be on the ballot. Wyatt Miller, Keith Jones, Alan Morgan, and Dakota Fitzgerald. We've issued an invitation to all four to spend a few minutes with us to tell you why you should be supporting them. Today we're going to start with Dakota Fitzgerald. And talk with Dakota for a few minutes. On our guest line, Dakota, welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is a pleasure. Now, this is your first time to run for office, I believe, right?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. So let's start with what got you interested. Why did you make the decision to run for the South Carolina House?
Absolutely. Thanks for the question. So, you know, we're facing extenuating circumstances right now in our country. And I believe that everybody has a calling, has a purpose, and everybody was made for a time such as this. So we have to step up together as we the people and get in the fight. So I'm here to go out to be a voice for the voiceless and to return the power to the people here in District 18. And I figured what better way than to pursue this opportunity that happened to open up when Tommy Stringer resigned. God bless him and be with him and his family. But now we have an opportunity to put a strong America First candidate in that position.
Yeah. Well, let me just say that I commend you on running and anyone who offers themselves for public service. It's a tough job. And so thank you for doing that. This has been a busy legislative session. Let's start with the budget, as the House has been considering their version of the budget. Last week, the Senate passed tax reform that will reduce the overall tax rate for South Carolinians and will return about $1 billion in surplus in the form of rebates ranging from $100 to $700. Talk with me about your position on this proposed tax cut and what you would do if you were serving in the House today.
Absolutely. So as a conservative, I am totally in favor of less taxes, right? We as people here in South Carolina, especially in District 18, know how to spend our money better than any bureaucrat sitting in Columbia. So any opportunity that we have to put more money back in the hands of South Carolinians, I am absolutely in support of that. You know, what I would like to see done is not necessarily just a couple of tax cuts that send a little bit of money back to the people in the grand scheme of how much we are paying year over year. I would like to see us completely eradicate the income tax for South Carolinians here in District 18. That way we're injecting more money back into the people here in the local economy, and then they're going to be able to go out and thrive and give that money back to their local community here in Greer, Taylor's, and up in Gallonsville as well. So whenever we see that happen, you know, we have different data sets that we can pull from Texas, Florida, a couple other, Tennessee. Within 7 years, they've actually had a larger state income when they completely got it. Tax. So that's what I would like to see done. I don't think giving a few pennies back to the people is good enough. I want to make sure that we have all the power being given back to them, and it starts with putting more money back in their dollar.
You know, it just doesn't make sense, Dakota, that year after year, and we've seen this in recent years, that legislators spend time every year trying to decide how to spend $1 billion plus in surplus. I mean, there's something wrong when they have surplus year after year after year, right?
Yeah, no kidding. You know, it's all about allocation of funds. And if you look at what's going on here in our local economy, we have the opportunity to just give it all back, right? Why aren't we doing things to help small businesses here in District 18? Why aren't we fixing the roads in District 18, right? There are so many different things. We're growing exponentially, especially in Greer and in Taylor's. And what we're seeing is a lack of funding for public services and infrastructure. So our roads are getting worse and worse. We're not supporting additional schools being built, additional public services such as police and fire. So we need to be giving that money back if we're having such a hard time looking at how do we spend it, right? Like I said, we the people know how to spend our money way better than anybody sitting in Columbia.
Yeah, that's for sure. On our guest line this morning, Dakota Fitzgerald. Dakota's name will be on the ballot next Tuesday. Please, if you live in District 18, mark that on your calendar. It's very important that you go to the poll next Tuesday and that you vote in this primary, which will lead to the special election on May the 24th. Speaking of, you mentioned roads and all. Our nation, of course, we're experiencing record inflation, the highest in 40 years. Particularly, it's hit us hard at the gas pump. There's a proposal being considered to suspend the state gas tax for 1 year. How would you vote on this? And what do you also say to the Department of Transportation on road repairs? As you're probably aware, we're in the final stages of a gas tax increase that was done specifically to repair our decaying roads. Are you good with delaying that work, if necessary, for a year or so?
What I see happening, we had this gas tax that was supposed to be able to go toward, you know, different things like infrastructure. But what we have right now is a $1.6 billion, what I consider to be a slush fund. It's sitting in Columbia. It's meant to go towards our roads, and it's not happening already. I say suspend the gas tax. We already have money sitting in bucket of funds. We need to appropriately allocate that money. And the way that I would propose we do this is pull that money down from Columbia and send it out to the different municipalities. The city of Greer, the city of Taylor's, they're going to know what roads need to be fixed, what infrastructure they need to allocate different funding toward. So why don't we just pull that down to the more local level and let them take care of that, knowing that they are going to invest it appropriately into getting their roads fixed? You know, the gas tax, I absolutely say suspend it, especially right now because of the inflation that we're facing. We already have the money sitting there in Columbia, and it's not being done. And so why not give the money back to the people, especially while we're going through such a hard time? That's going to empower them and put the power back in their hands.
Yeah. Dakota Fitzgerald on our guest line. She is a candidate for House District 18. You're going to have a chance to vote for Dakota. There's three others in addition that are on the ballot next Tuesday. Dakota, in our final minute or so here together, we've discussed several issues here. What do you see as the most pressing issues on the state? And take just a few minutes to kind of wrap things up here on why people should support you next Tuesday.
Sure, I appreciate that. So number one, I believe that we have to completely eradicate human trafficking here in South Carolina, something I've been working on personally here in the Greer area, the upstate. Greenville, South Carolina is actually ranked third in the state for human trafficking, right behind Charleston and Horry County. So we need to be able to more attention on that particular issue. And I'm absolutely in favor of working with legislation to make sure that we are prosecuting the individuals who are being that are trafficking others, and then help support victims. In addition to that, we have to give parental rights back to our parents. There are too many times when students being masked up in school, they're being taught inappropriate pornographic material, which is just making them more vulnerable whenever they get out into society. We have to give the parents the rights to say what is appropriate and what is not appropriate for their children to be taught. So we need to make sure that we lock down that that school system and just make sure that they're being taught what's appropriate. I believe in medical freedom. Nobody should be forced to inject anything into their body that they do not want injected. So I would absolutely support anybody who says no, and they shouldn't be faced with get the jab or lose your job. You know, a myriad of other things. We've talked about roads, infrastructure. I just want to make sure, first and foremost, that the people have the power. And the way we do that, says it very clearly in the Declaration of Independence, when faced with a long train of abuses and usurpations, that it is our right, and more importantly, it is our duty to throw off such government and institute new guards for our future security. So I vow to be one of those new guards. If the people of District 18 would have me, I look forward to serving them as their next state house representative for District 18.
Yeah, Dakota, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Good luck to you next Tuesday. I know it's a lot of hard work, and again, I commend you for offering yourself for public service.
Thank you very much, Joey. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Dakota Fitzgerald, she'll be on the ballot next Tuesday in District 18. If you live in that district, plan to vote. It's very important that you vote in this Republican primary for South Carolina House District 18.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.